Welcome to Roaming with Restless Women, real talk with wise, dynamic women leaders. I'm your host, Julie Noonan, CEO and founder of Intuitive Wisdom Coaching, and I'm living my dream life. I live and work in my RV, coaching senior women leaders as they navigate corporate politics, family drama, and personal goals to live their own dream lives. These women are restless. They are never done seeking new opportunities, learning, and creating value in the world. If you'd like to apply to be on the show, stick around to the end and I'll let you know how. Let's go.
Good morning and welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have with me Andrea Harrison. Her pen name is A. Maria Harkis. She's a retired educator. She turned content marketing writer and editor with a passion for storytelling. Her author journey took a new direction with her novel, Miranda, Strength, Love, and Second Chances, A Feminist Journey to Rediscovery, which began as a short story and evolved into a full-length book exploring the challenges and triumphs of starting over later in life. Much like her protagonist, Andrea knows midlife reinvention firsthand. After many years of divorce, she found love again and launched her writing business in 2016. She's also written a children's book, which you can find under her pen name, A. Maria Harkis. Welcome, Andrea. It's good to have you this morning.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So I wanted to know a little bit when I was looking at your bio and reading about you on your application. I wanted to know, when did you get divorced and how long was it that you had to live divorced and what was that like?
Well, it had to be early 90s, 91. And I lived alone for, until I met my husband in 2008.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I've kind of learned to live on my own without a man, without the shelter of my family, and it was a baptism of fire.
Yeah, I bet.
No one taught me how to, do this by myself. So
absolutely,
I kind of learned on my own.
So when you wrote your book, Miranda, tell me about the kinds of feminist discoveries that you covered in that book.
Well, Miranda she's an interesting character. She married and she kind of felt protected by her husband, but also kind of felt put down by him and living under his rules. And she's coming from a background of abuse. So she's very, very vulnerable. She looks for protection. And when he left her, that kind of wall of protection fell apart and she had to kind of start over again and being vulnerable all over again and looking to heal herself. And she has a teenage son she's dealing with who's problematic. Gets into, has DWIs, drinks, gets into car accidents. He's dropping out of college. He wants to live with her to figure out his life. And she's just trying to move on since meeting a younger man. And that kind of changed her life around, although in the beginning she's very hesitant about getting involved in this kind of relationship, which she's never done anything like that. It's taking a risk.
Uh-huh.
And, she's an author. She takes risks with her books, and she writes about other women in history. Feminist women have taken steps to change the trajectory for other women, but she feels like she's not walking the walk. She's writing books about other women, but she still feels so weak. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
And is this loosely based on your life as well?
It's loosely based on my life. I wasn't through the kind of abuse that she went through, but I did go through a certain amount of abuse in my childhood, lack of self-esteem. I had to really push through and convince myself that I was worth, realizing my dreams and making them happen, and that a man should not be somebody that a woman depends on, but it should be an embellishment in her life, a equal partner that she can share her hopes, fears, and dreams with. And Miranda, like me in the beginning, didn't feel that could happen, that I had to do it all on my own, because I always felt like my own, but she really was not on her own. Like I thought, I found I was not on my own. I had a support system. I just had to reach out and take it, whether it was therapy or friends or doing a career change or a new hobby. That's changed
Bobby,
it.
I've heard this a similar story from other women that I've interviewed. Particularly women from abusive backgrounds or even mildly abusive backgrounds, is that they have to talk themselves into reaching out for help. How did you why do you think women hesitate like that?
I think they feel ashamed, first of all. They feel like maybe they were the cause of what happened. And it's a struggle because they're embarrassed and then they want to try to figure out on their own, but they realize they don't have the tools to do it. And they have to many times have to hit rock bottom before they reach out.
And so what was rock bottom for you? Did you hit a rock bottom?
I did get well. I suffer from depression, and I take medication for it now. But it was a really hard time for me, and that I was hard to get up in the morning and function, right? Especially after my divorce, I didn't think I could do this on my own. Maybe I should go back with him. I don't think I'm good without him. Something told me get up and push through this. You can do it, but you have to reach out to the right people and kind of let go of the people that weren't serving you. And that sometimes that meant family. Family wasn't serving me in the right way. I had to kind of let go for a little while. Not that I mean that I would stop loving them, but I mean I just had to let go of the apron strings.
Yes, absolutely.
That was the best thing for me, because that, made me find the right, hold on to the right, source for comfort and for, healing.
Absolutely. And did you write Miranda as a way to, was it part of therapy? Was it just your way to share what that journey was like for you? Or why did you write Miranda?
I
I'm
didn't know if I
sorry.
was going to write a book. It just turned out to be therapy. It started as a short story. I take a creative writing class, and the leader says, as a premise for your story, think of the character. They're having a bad day, and oops, they bump into somebody, they meet somebody, and their life suddenly, their day becomes a brighter day. And I had to take that and write something, and it started with Miranda meeting this man by accident. And then I liked the character so much, I wanted to develop her. I made her, I guess I made her older because it reminded me of me. But I didn't, it's funny, I didn't think, as I was developing the story, I didn't think it kind of correlated with my own life. It was like my hand started typing, and then it started going in a certain direction. And so yeah, here I am.
Wow. And you know what? I've heard a lot of things from women authors, especially the creative writing. When they get into either journaling, it will turn into creative writing, it will turn into an outlet for them to not only, go through whatever they're thinking about at the time, but also it turns into the story that you want to live. And then that story, because you have it in your head and you have that idea and that vision, it actually comes to fruition, and I love that. Tell me about your teaching years. You said you're a retired educator. So what did you teach and how long?
I taught preschool and kindergarten through third, probably like 15 years. I taught, I worked a little in the public school system, parochial private school, and I worked with mostly second graders, and they were such a it was a magical age because they were starting to read, and in fact my children's book is geared towards that age, and they really start taking off with the reading and getting interested in different genres. And I'm very passionate about the environment, so I wrote a book about the ocean and teaching kids about the dangers of ocean pollution and why the ocean is so important to all of us. And I actually that book started when I was 'cause I'm a content writer and editor too, and I was working with another author editing her book. And she was psychic. And she read for me and she said, your grandmother is coming through. And she said, you should write a book. And I'm like, look, I always wanted to write a book, but I didn't know. I always enjoyed writing. I was a journalistic ma journalism major. I wanted to do some kind of writing for television or newspaper. But my life went in another direction. And, I did the teaching. And then I said, well, I really enjoy writing. So I started the business helping others with their writing. But when she said, why don't you write your own book? I'm like, what do I write about? And I taught children and woke up the next morning with the idea in my head. I'm very passionate about the environment, and very passionate about teaching children about the importance of the environment, also about caring and sharing, because the main character is a selfish shellfish. And he doesn't want to help the ocean when the other characters are trying to say, we can't breathe, we can't, we can't food, can you help us? No, you have plenty, you have plenty. You just have to try harder to find it. And it makes me think of a lot of the greed and selfishness in the world. And I want to teach children the importance of kindness and compassion and helping each other at a young age. And then it bit me, the author. Creativity bit me, and I had to start writing another book. Oh, here I am.
So do you have a third one in your
I do.
future?
That's a
Oh,
totally
wow.
different genre.
Oh, no, you're just br branching all out, aren't you?
Yeah, it's about my uncle coming to
Okay.
America, Italy, and his struggles. I think it's important to tell the story of how he struggled coming to America and finding a new life. So I'm experimenting with the experimenting with these genres. Ultimately, I got to decide on one particular genre if I want to make a career out of writing. I've been told, well, you need to focus on so you get known for one area. So right now, I think it's experimentation for me.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's cathartic as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, and I don't think necessarily when someone tells me that you need to focus on this, that, or the other thing, or this is the exact way to do something, my first thought is always a little bit rebellious,
Can't do something, it used to be okay. I guess I can't do this, but now that I when you once you do something, I did my first book, so I can do this again
Of
with
course.
proper help. I can do this again, and I think I've been blessed because I have a coach I've been working with. She's wonderful. She works with other authors and helping them self-publish their books. So the journey with her has been really helpful, and I feel like I getting the right tools to help me succeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
This episode is sponsored by me. So as a special gift to you, our listeners, I offer a free 1-on-1 15-minute breakthrough session. Bring a problem and an experience how coaching works to see if it could be of value to you. Sign up for an available time on my website, intuitivewisdomcoach.com.
Go
I'm
ahead.
going to opt for traditional publishing for that one because I would eventually like to see if I can make it a movie. So,
Wow.
yeah.
All right. You've got lots of plans then. That's great. That is wonderful. I wanted to know if you had some words of wisdom that you would like to share with people based on your personal journey. What are some of the biggest things that you learned that we can share with the audience?
Wow, there's so many things.
Yeah.
Well, to believe in yourself, no matter what anybody says, it's okay to take calculated risks. If you're not sure about something, test out the waters. Now with the internet, you can research things. You can find others that share your passion, that are similar road to you. Groups are so important. I started an authors group, a local authors group, and we help each other with our journeys. And what I know, they help me, and what I the experience that I have to impart that they don't know, I help them. So, you have to network with as many people as you can, and to go out of your comfort zone. It's not easy sometimes. Like, I don't like going to like networking events and breaking the ice, but if, with a smile and an introduction, and not being afraid to insert your personality in there. That's all,
I believe everybody, first of all, has a book in them somewhere.
Them. And I suggest keeping a journal is very helpful. Even keeping a pad and pen by your bedside and writing, your hopes and dreams down, or sometimes your hopes and dreams can lead to an idea, or watching a
100%.
movie or something, a character that re reaches out to you and affects you somehow. That's important.
For sure. Well, Andrea, I have three questions that I ask at the end of every episode. They're easy, don't worry. The first one, if you can close your eyes just for a moment. And in your mind's eye, what appears when I say wise woman? What do you see?
On a mountaintop. On a mountaintop, looking at the sunset, and she's realizing she made it to the mountaintop, and now she's deciding what's going to happen next in her life. She keeps thinking of the next big adventure and how she's going to accomplish that. That's how I always think, Sit still. I have to be thinking what I'm going to be doing next. So.
Perfect. All right, you can open your eyes. Thank you. That was beautiful. Okay, next question. Where do you like to roam?
Well, I had the opportunity of living in Switzerland for 6 months with my husband, and I tell you, beautiful, beautiful country. And I got to roam a lot of land and mountains and plains, and I still think of myself in a field of flowers and laying at the sun, and I'll never forget that experience because that was kind of the catalyst for me getting started with my business. When I went there, with my husband, he went for his job, but I couldn't get a work visa, which turned out to be a good thing because I ended up writing a travel journal and starting a couple of plays. I never did
Nice.
anything with the plays, but it started my helping me rediscover myself. And by the time I came back, I didn't want to return to my job.
Yeah.
Nice part of my business. Yeah.
Those
So
mountaintop
I'm friends.
experiences are
Getting some
awesome.
home. Yeah.
Love it. And what makes you restless in a good way?
What makes it, I guess I feel like there's always an idea that I need to express. There's always something I can accomplish. Sometimes it's to a fault. I mean, you don't always have to be productive, and I have to remind myself that it's okay to be idle, and because that's when you generate a lot of ideas. It's okay to be still and be quiet, and the ideas will come to you.
Just sit in inspiration. That's what I
Meditation, and that has really helped me a lot.
Yeah, I hear that a lot from women, especially those in the creative arts. They need that time to be inwardly productive as opposed to outwardly productive. And inwardly productive doesn't get a whole lot of good press. People think you're lazy and you're like, no, I'm working really hard in here. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really enjoyed our conversation. I hope you did too.
Oh, I
And
did.
how can people get your books and get a
Well,
hold of you?
my romance novels, actually, I'm still working on edits.
Okay, it'll come out soon then.
It's available. You can go on to Amazon. I can actually drop you some links.
Okay, I'll put them in the show notes.
I'm on Barnes and Noble, Walmart. Also order from my website.
All right. I'll put all of those notes in, or all of those links in the show notes. And thank you again so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie. This has been a great opportunity.
Julie Noonan here. Thank you so much for listening to Roaming with Restless Women. If you're a successful senior woman leader who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.intuitivewisdomcoach.com. If you enjoyed this interview, please share this episode on social media and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Your thumbs ups and reviews go a long way.